My name is Larry Daly. I'm the chair of the Department of Psychology here at Sheppard University.
And this is a new
psychology lab.
Exciting lab for you, isn't it?
It is. We have been trying to get space dedicated to psychological research the entire time I've been at Sheppard, which is 17 plus years at this point. So this was a very exciting development a couple of years ago, spring of 2016, when the opportunity came up to write a grant for the Higher Education Policy Commission.
Where you have a reception area.
We have a reception area. This room is intended as a workroom, just a general workroom, where, say, senior thesis students can bring copies of paper surveys and enter the data into the SPSS computer program. Far better they do it here, where they can keep things private and confidential, than in a public computer lab where they could potentially lose stuff or people could walk by and see things. So we have SPSS installed on these machines. Obviously, all the university machines have Microsoft Office, so they can prepare research reports here.
And explain what SPSS is.
SPSS stands for Statistical Package for the Social Sciences. It's a piece of software that is designed specifically for doing statistical analysis. That's all it really does.
And then you have some other rooms back here.
This room is kind of a multi-purpose room. We were trying to design the space to be as flexible as we could to accommodate the research needs of as many of the different faculty and students as we possibly could. So in this room, which we refer to as the conference room, we have one big central conference table. We can have small meetings in here. In addition, along the walls, we've got what are intended to be five workstations. We have five laptop computers for each of these tables that can be used for data entry, preparing reports, or even research. I know very often Dr. Levitan will have a group of students report for a piece of research, and they're working on the computers at the same time. We can also move this table out of the way. Dr. Dobish has done some research on gait and people's moving around, and so we can move the table out of the way and people can move around in here, and that's where the observation window comes in. You don't want them knowing that they're necessarily being observed, and so someone can be on the other side of that one-way glass and observe what's going on. Another part of this was we intend to collaborate with other departments. So I already have the social work department is interested in utilizing that space for some activities that they do in their classes, where it would be nice to be able to observe students in mock counseling sessions and the like. But I could also see doing maybe some collaborative research with folks in the criminal justice program in terms of we could simulate lineups with that observation space. And I'm a cognitive psychologist by training, so I know some things about lineups and eyewitness testimony, so there could be some fruitful collaboration there too. So we're willing to work with other departments to facilitate those kinds of crosslinks.
Now, explain what having this lab means to this department and this college.
Having a place dedicated to psychology research enables us to do more professional research and better professional research. And it enables that for our students. We've never had the opportunity. One of the unique features of our program is that we ask every single one of our students to do a piece of independent research before they leave. That benefits them professionally. We've had students present their research at conferences. We've had students get published in journals. And without this kind of space, that's very, very difficult. So this is going to enable better research for our students, better research for the faculty, more opportunities for things that could eventually end up benefiting the community. I mean, part of this was supposed to be community health, and several of our research areas now do speak to those issues.